Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee, it's Richie D.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon Out of a Cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
Lulu Simon, Su-Su Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Yes, we can, with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. We love you guys.
Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love talking about on Bravo. I'm Ronnie Karam. You can also find me on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast for the next 2 weeks, and then it's over. And here I am with my little bestie and co-host, Mr. Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon on YouTube. Go look at it. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Ben, you're adorable.
You're adorable too, Ronnie.
Hey, everyone. We are going back out on tour. We've had a month to sit on our butts and, I don't know, gain a lot of weight if you're me. But we're going to go back out on tour. It's going to be amazing. In September, we are going to be in Charlotte and Nashville. Nashville has a low ticket alert, so get your damn tickets, okay? And Charlotte is the 26th of September, and then the next day is Nashville. Then we're going to do two shows in Atlanta in October. We've got an early and a late show. Low ticket alert on the early. Come to both. They're going to be different shows. Then we're going to Carrboro, Richmond, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, two shows in Chicago, which are almost sold out, two shows in New York, which are almost sold out, St. Louis, two shows in Philadelphia, one is sold out, the late night is still open, get your butt to the late show, okay, and then Seattle and Houston. So we're super excited to see you guys all in 2019.
And I just want to make, can I just add like two little things real quickly, just to clarify some things. First, with the Charlotte show, when you go to buy your tickets, you see a seating map. And if you're like, oh, my God, there are no seats available, there's actually a balcony, but it's like not intuitive. You have to like click a thing to go see what the balcony seating is. So there's like lots of balcony seating, which is awesome because, by the way, also cool that there's a balcony. So there's that for Charlotte. Also for like I think the Chicago shows, maybe even one of the New York shows, there were some that we were like, oh, we thought it was sold out. Turns out there are actually VIP tickets still available in those. So for a lot of them, the general admission is gone, but there are still some VIP left. So if you want to see us in Chicago or New York, there's like barely anything left, but there is some VIP. So, and that's cool because that comes with preferred seating and a meet and greet. So there's that. That was it.
Totally fun. We're going to have a blast. I have so much energy to go back out there. Just party, okay?
I'm excited. I'm really excited.
And then, of course, you can get our video recaps a couple times a week. We do those on Crappens On Demand. That's also where you find our bonus episodes over on Patreon. This week is about Flip or Flop, which is such a crazy show that we both love. All that's available at Patreon, as well as merch links, etc., etc. Okay, today is Below Deck Mediterranean. Okay?
Honey, it's our first, like, truly post-June episode. How did you fare?
Oh my God, I loved it. Girl, you get some trashy OC women on here, and look how much fun it is. And Kelly Dodd tweeted to somebody, she told somebody, I don't know who, it was somewhere on the internet. She said, "Oh, I know those girls. They're my friends."
Of course.
We were saying these are such OC ladies, you know, with their cutouts and their trashiness, and of course they're friends with Kelly, so.
Yeah, this episode had everything in it. You had the Cougars, you had Kali getting hurt, you had Travis getting drunk. There was just a little bit of something for everyone.
There really was. And then, you know the episode's going to be good when it starts off with, "I thought I was horny. She's horny. Now I mean, I don't want it. That's my fucking receipt right now. That girl's really fucking hissy right now."
Oh, this was a great episode for Kathy. Who knew that when we were recapping last week and we're making fun of Kathy, the awkward guest with the group, who knew that she would have such a central role in this episode?
Yeah, Kathy just made this episode literally scream. And, you know, we didn't make fun of... I think we made a made-up voice for Kathy.
We did like, do a make-up voice because she didn't really talk. She didn't talk last week.
And you guys, we're psychic. We're voice psychics because that's literally how Kathy talks.
That was literally how she talked and how she screamed. It was amazing. If you don't know who Kathy is, but Kathy, we named her Kathy. I think her name may have actually been like Stephanie or something. Kathy, she like there were all these like cougars. And then there was this one girl who was trying to sort of like fit in and didn't quite fit in the same way. And last week she wore this like blue and white striped bathing suit that was like had odd architectural elements to it, and just like, okay, Kathy, okay.
She even kind of looks like the cartoon Kathy, which is just so funny.
She does. She's like the Kyle Richards version of Kathy, which is sort of a mind fuck given Kathy Hilton, etc. But either way, yes.
Yeah. So we opened with, you know, everyone talking about they're wasted, and we're still at dinner, and the captain comes up, "Has your dinner? Does it taste like a nice sleeping bag snuggly wuggling under a tree?"
And of course, the primary, and we mentioned this last week, but it annoyed me all over again this time. The primary goes, "Oh, I haven't even touched it yet. It's cold." I was like, "Lady, you were talking. You were drunk and talking about how horny you are. And now you're going to say that it's cold? That's not fair."
Yeah, you weren't even eating the food, you lame ass. So she's like, "Oh, God, Ben, the food is cold. I don't know what happened." And he's like, "This is so fucking ridiculous. This is actually impossible. And I don't use that word, impossible, unless I'm watching my favorite show, Impossible Tuna."
When Sandy brings the food back and says that it's cold, he has this like amazingly regressive moment where he just points at his pan like a toddler. Like he just points at it like pan. Like he just like he's so shocked he becomes a little baby pointing at a pan like hot pan. Hot.
And then Colin is helping clear dishes. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Hi, can I take your dish?" And the lady's like, "Oh my God, look at that hot child drink of water. Look at him. He thinks he's Giselle Bundchen."
She goes, "Giselle Bundchen." I was like, "Look at that one. It's a regular Giselle Bundchen walking around right there. Look at that." And is that his mother on a boat down there, too?
"Callie, I always thought you were handsome like Giselle Bundchen. I don't know who that is, but he sounds handsome."
She's, "What, are you just making a walk around?" And he's like, "Yes."
So then we see Aisha and Anastasia cleaning rooms, and Anastasia's like, "It's so easy. It's so easy cleaning rooms. Oh, my God. Oh, I just shrank her dress again."
"Our job requires zero effort, which I can do perfectly." So then Tyler is eating downstairs with Joelle.
Travis,
thank you. I did it again. Oh, God. And now it says it through the hole. You know what? I'm going to do a replace. Search and replace.
Every Tyler.
T-Y-L means Travis.
It's okay. I've started calling him Trevor in my notes, so it's a little tricky.
No, don't even put that in my mind. So Travis is like, "It's fucking bullshit. Aisha isn't even in the middles. What's he saying? He's just, even in the middle. It's just gone. It's like your friend gets a girlfriend and then he's dead to you.
Yeah, he basically is sad because he's in a room that's about 5 feet away from his last room. So he's just moping around because he can't bunk with Jack anymore.
Yeah, and then up in the kitchen, Ben is so pissed off because the burner's fucked, you know, which everybody knows. And the captain goes, oh, so the burner, it's just wrong, right? And then Anastasia starts cheering. She's like, why are you cheering that, Anastasia? It's not what we cheer about. She's like, I just mean that I get it. Because before I was perfectly doing this job, I was perfectly doing that job. It's like no one believes perfect people.
Yeah, pretty much. Basically, was like it was exoneration from her for her, so that she it basically meant that she was not a shitty chef. She just had a shitty burner because Ben was struggling on it too. Right. So then upstairs, the Cougars are at it again, and she's like, "What do you think I'm thinking?" And the other one goes, "Penises, penises, penises."
And Kathy's like, pooping off the side of the road when you really gotta go, but your husband won't stop that motherfucker. I'm like, oh God, Kathy, really?
I'll tell you what dessert. I'm thinking about. My cat, she just died.
Kathy.
Kathy, we were trying to like joke about penises and stuff.
Okay, here's a joke about a penis. My cat was a boy cat and cut off his penis by accident when he was going after a raccoon. Kathy.
God. So dessert is delivered, and Travis is the one delivering it. And they're like, oh, my God, that guy's so fucking hot. He knows it, too. Look at that guy. Look how hot he knows he is. Fuck.
I want to put pudding on his face.
Kathy. Kathy.
So Kathy's like, you know what? This dessert isn't good. This is shit. This is like shit. Look at it. It's like shit.
It's like literal shit. And I know that because it took a shit that looked just like this earlier. In fact, I took a picture of this. Here, take a look at it, everyone. Here's my shit. Here's the dessert. Who can tell the difference? Oh, Kathy, I was actually liking it, but now it's gross, Kathy.
So he's just like, Ben, I'm so sorry, but one of the ladies said they didn't like it.
He's like, cannot believe it. He's like shocked. And then we go upstairs, and one cougar is going, by the way, I fucked your husband, so at some point we're going to have to just talk about his penis together, okay? And the other one goes, yeah, bends to the right.
I don't like a penis that bends to the right because I've got a shallow vagina, you know? Oh, Kathy, we weren't even taught. No.
One time I fucked a guy with a penis that went to the right and a molar popped out. Kathy. And so
from my mouth I had a loose molar, that's all.
So then we see one of the ladies, she goes up on that like cushioned part of the upper deck.
What happened to Lisa?
Yeah, they're like, where'd Lisa go? And they're all watching her on the cameras, and she's like doing handstands with her thong, like her butt's hanging out, and she's like dancing by herself in the saddest way ever, really.
It was like a Camille Grammer moment, but like not as talented.
Yeah, but with nothing to hang on to. Because you know how when Camille dances, she always looks like there's a pole nearby for her to
it's
grab
like a railing
onto.
Or yeah. Something. Yeah, she likes to use props. You know, she uses the environment.
So the lady is, but lady goes too. Ladies and Kathy go into the wheelhouse. Okay, so some of the ladies go up into the wheelhouse. Like, yes, you have a boat. Yeah, fuck this boat. What? What is this boat just acting like? It's Giselle Bundchen.
This boat's like Giselle Bundchen. And then Jack is up there. So, you know, the Cougars had created this hilarious inside joke where they started calling Jack Jaw. They're like, Is this Ja? Right? And they start to try to peel his shirt off.
And he's like, I've seen her ass more than I've seen your face.
Yeah. So then Sandy comes up and says, all right, everyone. Well, I'm going to have to ask you to not molest my staff and also get out of the wheelhouse because we all want to survive this charter. So instead of sinking the boat, why don't you guys go downstairs and take a long nap, also known as sleep.
Yeah, so they're all falling down the stairs. And then one of the ladies goes, God, I hope someone feels my tits.
Yeah. And then they're just like up and drunk and gallivanting around.
I hope someone feels my kneecap. I think I dislocated it. Can that happen? Can I no, that's not sexy.
I hope someone touches my hemorrhoid so I know it's not just imaginary. Kathy!
So the women are like showing each other their boobs. At one point, did you see this, Ronnie? It said like 12 a.m. and a woman found some white gloves and started miming around the salon. It's great.
Did you hear one of the ladies go, God, Captain Sandy's hot. She's hot and jolly. She's going to make me horny.
They were like on a bender. And then Travis, of course, is bitching because in his new room is upstairs, so he couldn't sleep with all the noise. So he was all even more annoyed that he wasn't with Jack anymore.
Yeah, poor guy. Everyone's having so much fun except for him.
And then that one lady did a somersault and she had Peter pants, so she had a big old pee stain in her crotch.
And just kept on peeing. Like, she just kept it going. She just ran with it.
She really did. She really did.
So then Aisha and Jack are going to bed for the first time together, mm-hmm. I think. And he's like, oh, I've never lived with a girl I haven't had sex with. I was like, oh my God, you were so old-fashioned.
Yeah. She gets into Jack. He's like on the top bed, and then she like piles into it, but she's from this angle where basically it's just her ass filling the entire screen. And she's like, oh, we're getting so much fun. We can come into my bed and watch a movie together. And it's just like her ass. It's just her ass talking.
So then the next day, Captain Hannah, which guess what? That's not going to be making the radio charts.
Not as good.
Okay,
not
sorry, good. Guys. I know we all want to turn the channel to June, June, Hannah. But guess what? June. It's over.
It's over.
The Beatles are dead, guys. Sorry. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yoko broke it up, and that Yoko's name is Ben. So there.
So the captain's like, Hannah, come up to the brigade, and whoever's on deck, blah, blah, blah. She's like, have you seen a stewardess? Has anybody even seen a stewardess? And someone's overslept, and guess what her name rhymes with? Flanasplasia. So whatever, Anastasia, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Sandy's like, this is not acceptable unless it was a previously sanctioned nap, because we all need those. Was it?
This is not acceptable, and you are getting a biblical curse put on you. 18 hug lashes. Come here. Hug.
Hug lashes.
Clapping her back while she hugs her.
She overslept for 2 hours, which is really bad. So then Colin is like with Jack outside, and he's like, so what was it like sleeping with Aisha the first night? And he's like, oh, she's already given me the rules. I've got to get dry in the shower, not out of the shower so the water doesn't go on the floor. That's basically it. She also said something about me having to stick a finger up her bum. Not sure about it.
But I'll tell you, I did learn where poop comes from. And then I said, do I get to have any rules for you? And I said, here's my rule. Be naked.
Here's my rule. I need someone to clean the bedpan I put in my bed, because you know what? You get to a certain age, you don't know what's going to happen at night. There, I said it.
Kathy.
So Ben's in the kitchen, and he sees Anastasia, and he goes, how's it going, honey bun? Which was just very Ben. That's all. I just mentioned it because of that.
So then Jack and Travis are talking, and Travis is like, to be honest, I'm kind of quite bored with a lot of shit. I've been traveling, and now I'm like, traveling is dirt bored. Now maybe I'm just sick of it. Well, I'm going to stop getting drunk, that's for sure. Well, I'm not going to stop drinking, but you know what? I'm going to stop. Maybe before we go out, I'll stop drinking before we go. I'm like, are you drunk right now, sir?
I know. He's like, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop drinking. Never. I'm not going to stop drinking. I'm going to talk about being stopping. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get into origami, and I'm going to drink while I do origami. So it'll be a slower drinking, and I'll be better.
And he's so sad. He's like, well, I look around, and Jack has Aisha, and I've got vodka.
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah. So the guests are getting up for breakfast, and they're like, ugh,
Our bellies are so huge. It's like we're all Kathy. Am I right, everyone? Am I right?
You guys, God, I'm Kathy. Like, what is that? So bloated. Just bloated. Jeez.
Oh, you're wearing that bathing suit again, Kathy? The blue and white stripe one? Really? With a strange flower on the side? Okay, that's fine.
And Travis is like, wow, you ladies bounce back because they're all fine the next day.
Yeah. So now all the ladies get on the jet skis and things like that. And then Anastasia is talking with Aisha and talking about how she woke up late. And she's like, I mean, obviously it didn't matter because it takes me like lightning speed to do shit in the morning. Am I right, everyone? Am I right? High five.
Oh, you're so naughty. So the lady's like, you know what? Benny's going to get mad at me, but I want a cheeseburger. I want a cheeseburger. Give me something naughty like a cheeseburger. So she's like, you're so naughty. So then she goes down to Ben and asks for a cheeseburger, and he uses the food processor as a meat grinder, which is a good tip for those of you at home. Okay?
There we go.
We have full cows just sitting there and don't know what to do with them.
Full cows. So, yeah, he's like, do we have a meat grinder? And Anastasia goes, yes, it's between Aisha's legs.
Nuh-uh.
She said that.
God.
All right, we got some white caps coming through on the water. A second ago, it was flat. It was like a mirror. And now we got some white caps. You know what I like? I don't like a white cap. I like a sleep cap. That's what I like. Let's give this water a hug, everyone, and a nap.
Dropping the anchor, 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 anchor drama.
So the issue is that Ben has made these burgers, and there have been a lot of heat issues with this yacht because apparently physics works in some crazy way where things come out boiling hot, and then they reach the table by after like 30 seconds of walking, and they are freezing cold. So he wants these burgers to get to the guests ASAP while they're hot, but the problem is they are like they're like tubing on the Mediterranean, and Ben's like, I don't care, get them the burgers now. And he's like, honey, do you want me to jump in the water, grab them by the back of the head and yell, eat your fucking burger now? Because honestly, I've been dreaming of doing that all along, honestly.
Actually, I got that idea because that's literally what Kathy's doing right now out there.
Oh no, Kathy just grabbed an octopus with her teeth. Oh no.
So yeah, they're going to take these burgers on the tender. But meanwhile, the captain's running around trying to find people to help her with the anchor because we're dragging. How many times do I got to say it? We're dragging.
We are dragging. So Travis goes, yeah, he calls up. He goes, Sandy, are you guys maneuvering? No, we're not maneuvering. We're fucking dragging. We're fucking dragging. Ah, it's what you do. We need a nap. This boat needs a nap right now.
Mm-mm. Bring in the toys. So now they all have to speed up and bring in all these toys. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I need my goddamn team to pay attention so I could get the goddamn anchor. And I'm like, whoa, Captain Lee really does. Captain Lee is like a little seed that once you've met him, he just starts growing in your heart. And before you know it, just a huggy hippie is like, God damn it!
Yeah. And then Ben is, like, losing his shit because the burgers are sitting there. And he's like, Hannah, please get the food. It's getting cold. Hannah. And then he starts blaming her, saying that, like, she doesn't have an appreciation. Like, she doesn't have, like, the urgency that would be required to get a hot burger to a guest before it gets cold. I'm like...
On a tinder.
I'm like, they're not physically on the yacht. They're not here. They're not on the boat.
So getting the toys in and getting the anchor up is a huge mess.
Hustle. Yeah.
So she's like, Colin, come see me on the bridge. Jesus Christ. And then Colin is limping over because he's hurt himself.
Well, because they're all hustling and all of a sudden you hear like a and then like a I think I broke it.
What's wrong? Callie, what's going on up there, Callie? Hey, someone get Aunt Tibby. She used to be a nurse, okay? Someone, well, a veterinarian. Kylie, we're calling Aunt Tibby. She's okay.
She's like, hi, Kylie, it's me. I'm over here on this island, but I know something happened because my heart felt a toe break, and now I can't walk. Help, Kylie!
So Colin's on his hands and knees, and he's like,
Colin's on the deck, like, and he's on his hands and knees, and Joao is watching this, and he goes, "Are you all right?" I'm like, "Joao, Kali has, like, he's turned, like, fully into, like, a chili pepper right now. He's just, like, this one big, long, skinny red thing in so much pain." And you're like, "Are you all right? You all right?
Are you all right? In Zim, we call that getting to school in the morning."
So Carly's limping to the captain, and Hannah, meanwhile, checks on the burger. She's like, "How are you, honey, honey?" And they're like, 10, solid 10. And Kathy's like, "Yeah, just like my shit this morning, solid 10. It's like, oh, jeez, Kath. So the captain is like, "Oh, Colin, you got to get to the hospital, Carl. You know, how are we going to get you there?" "I'm here, Carly." It's like a helicopter overhead with like a twin bed on a rope.
Yeah, he's like, "No, I care about Colin, and the thought of losing him for the rest of the season is tightening my chest. Is that? Oh, actually, that just might be the thought of not getting a nap today. Never mind.
God, my heart's heavy because Kath is sitting on top. Kath, could you stop sitting on my heart? That would be great." "Yeah, sorry."
So then the guests are like on the deck, and they're like, one of them is like, "Guys, I have a new hashtag for us. It's called deck, and then a heart, and then you go a dance. So it's like decadence, but with like a heart in the mouth, like deck heart a dance, decadence, you know?
Decadence.
I got a heart hashtag. It's called, I think I got a splinter. How about that one?"
"I got a heart thing. How about hashtag waiting for my husband's heart to pop because he's a fucking asshole. How about that one, huh?
How about this one? Hashtag another hangnail."
"Hashtag I got a deviated septum and I'm taking care of it right now with this shrimp hammer."
"Hashtag I think I just ate a sea squirt."
So then Colin goes on the little boat with Joao, and Joao's like,
"Oh, how much more almost losing Colin can I go through? I cannot lose Colin. He's my best mate on the boat, and I need him."
Like, okay, Joao, okay. Yeah. You can't be cock-juggling people 1 second and then pretending you have emotions the next. I'm not buying it, Joao.
No, not at all. Not at all. So, yeah, he takes him off to the hospital. And meanwhile, the guests want Sandy to eat with them tonight for dinner. So that's stressing Ben up even more because he's like, he basically feels like if they've been unhappy with the food by having Sandy there, it's like they just lawyered up. Or maybe I should say, barristered up.
Bloody hell, it's always stressful. If she's not there, you can blame the guests. But when she's there, she can attest to that.
So yeah, so now Hannah's getting annoyed because Ben wants Anastasia again to help out, and Travis is still moping around about the bunk bed situation. So they're just doing that, and then at this point Joao is back, and they were just waiting to hear from Colin, and so Joao gets a text, and Joao goes, "Oh, I got a message from Kali Wally." I was like, even though Joao drives me nuts, it still amuses me that he calls Colin Kali Wally.
Who is staying with Travis now? I forget.
He's with Ben.
Because he goes, "Are you having fun in your cabin? Because I have to look at that stupid bed with a bunch of teddy bears on it." They show the bed, and I guess he just keeps a bunch of teddy bears on his bed.
Is that Ben? Or maybe it's the bed that's across from him.
Oh. I don't know, but that shit's funny. It's funny thinking that it's Ben.
Yeah. And so Joao goes off to get Colin. He goes back on the tender, and he's like, "All I'm hoping for right now is to see a smile on Colin's face and know that he's okay. And, if possible, a hand job." That's what I could go for right now.
"All I really need is to have a nice little talk, you know, with him, with his penis in my face. That's it."
I wasn't implying that Colin would be giving Joao a hand job.
Yeah, sorry, I got lost. I was in the wrong. I'm just going to be Joao now just for everybody.
No, I didn't set it up properly. You know, I sort of, it's, you would not, you would not be out of line for thinking that I was setting up a gay fantasy with Colin and Joao, but that was really not my intention.
Yeah, I think that's like that kind of porn that you're like, do they put this on Pornhub on purpose to just kill my boner? Yeah, is that the whole purpose now? Is someone fucking with me over there?
Yeah, seriously. So Colin's excited because he doesn't have any broken bones. He's just inflamed and he's on pills. So, you know, he's like, he's got basically a cast on. He's like, oh, I've got this for the next couple of days, but trust me, you don't want to see the other guy.
He's like, guys, I got to take some pills. And Travis is like, I can help you. And he goes, yeah, because they have to be taken anally. Yeah. And his mom's like, Colin, you don't got to try and fit in with the big kids, Colin. You're going to be bigger than them. Listen, everyone was mean to Steven Spielberg when he was a kid, too.
We love you the way you are, and we've DVR'd all of America's Got Talent for you to watch when you get back.
When people were mean to me when I was a little kid, my mom would always say, God, kids are idiot. You really never know who the next Steven Spielberg's going to be. And then you're the one who beat him up, and now you're going to be poor forever. I just always had this weird imagining of my mom going to school with Steven Spielberg and just beating the shit out of him.
You never know who's the next one. Yeah. I think she's saying that you could have been the next Steven Spielberg and that these kids were potentially being mean to you and your talents.
God, talk about giving a kid too much credit.
Okay. I feel like there'd be a lot of people who'd be like proud of being the one who like beat up Steven Spielberg. Like, yeah, I knew Steven Spielberg. Yeah. I could beat him up all the time.
Yeah. 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 Well, that's definitely where I've made it. People are like, Ronnie Karam, that F word, I kicked his ass and I'll do it again.
I would love to see your interpretation of Schindler's List.
I'm like, Little Debbie, white bread, peanut butter. It's not a shopping list, Ronnie. Thinking of all the things I want to save. Listen, before anything bad happens, I want to make sure I save every Little Debbie in the store.
Anyway. So,
I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about.
I don't know either.
Honestly, today's the day. If we quit, watch what crappens. Today's the day.
This is it. There's something about this recap that I think we are almost as broken as Colin's arm almost is. Like, we are that close. Like, we are on our hands and knees saying, I think I broke it.
Yeah.
But we're talking about our spirits.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, Ben is making dinner, and he's, like, really nervous that the women are going to be mad and send food back. So Hannah, of course, has a lady boner. She's like, Benny's into his cookies. It used to be that honey certainly lost a lot of honey from his honey sales, and I like it.
So he's freaking out, and then Ben and Cap, they head up, right?
Well, because, yeah.
He's talking to the captain. He's like, listen, I'm thinking of family style because you never know with these people. And I'd just rather you see everything how it's meant to be. She's like, oh, I get it. So if one's cold, then they're all going to be cold. Or if they're all cold, one's going to be. I understand what you're saying. You're trying to catch the drunkos in a lie, basically.
Yeah. So they all start to arrive at the table. And Sandy goes, bonsoir, which I thought was very accommodating. Very nice. And they sit down, and Sandy looks at the tablescape, which is like some satin, like frilled up satin. She goes,
the tablescape, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, maybe if it was like a pile of Branzinos, it would look better. I don't know. It's not really what I do.
This is a super yacht, okay? I went to the boat show, so I saw some real pretty pictures of some. I'm like, okay, you know what? You can go to the Christmas fair, too, and no one's going to do their Christmas tree like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, did you see the little tiny scene they showed of Kathy getting ready?
No.
Kathy's getting ready. She's just like her hair straight and she's got her new, you know, cutout on and she goes, I look good. Yeah.
How did I miss that?
So good.
It's a prime Kathy content.
Yeah, I look good.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the time I went to the DMV and got diarrhea. Wow. Terrible experience, but damn, I look good that day.
Yeah, got it. I do a good smile. So Hannah starts serving them, and then one of the ladies goes, "Yeah, there's this yacht that travels around the world with rich people." It's like, what do you think you're on, you dope?
Yeah, I haven't seen any yachts with poor people.
Yeah,
I don't think.
And she goes, "I'm gonna go on there and try to find the one guy with an oxygen tank. I'm gonna cough. That's who I'm getting."
And then some drunk guest just goes, "Captain goes down on the ship." I mean, why are you saying that in front of Sandy on the ship?
Yeah. So they serve them their halibut, and one lady is trying to talk to the captain. She's like, "Yeah, you know, I love Aspen. I love to ski. So Lala and Kathy and myself all rent a house there." And then Kathy's like, "Yeah, yeah, like February 15th. You in town?
She goes, Kathy is like, by the way, really drunk, because she's also like pulling out her hair sort of Catherine Dennis style, but she's like pulling really aggressively out her hair because she's nervous, because she's like, this is my moment to impress Captain Sandy, a celebrity. Okay, I can do this. Okay. Captain Sandy. So February 15th. Kathy, you can do this. Say the whole date. Say the February 5th. And the blonde's like, just hold on a second, Kathy. Just like, let's like cool those jets, okay?
Let me ask a question.
I hate that. Jules, shh, be quiet. Shh, I hate that. Why are you saying that to me? I hate that. Shh. You hate that fucking shit. You know what I hate more than that? You know what I hate? Sciatica, which is what I have right now, okay? So you shut the fuck up.
And they just go to the captain talking to us. She's like, this is ridiculous.
I don't want people to fight for my attention just because I'm a celebrity yacht captain who once killed 5 Somali pirates. I don't want that attention.
So there, Hannah's passing around the halibut, and someone goes, "Hey, Sandra wants to know why we're serving ourselves."
Sandy's like, Ben wasn't sure that you were all going to eat. Or maybe it was just going to be Kathy was going to do all the eating. I'm not sure. Yay, that's good. That's a good Kathy pylon, Sandy. We like that.
Because, you know, he doesn't want stuff coming back to the kitchen and the captain seeing it, basically. Mm-hmm. And so Sandra's like, "I want to talk to him. Get him up here, right?" She's like, "Well, he's cooking the food." She's like, "I don't care. Get him out of here."
Yeah. So they call up Ben. Like,
Ben, leather hookers. Ben, leather hookers. Ben, aging leather hookers.
And so Ben is all nervous. So Joao starts singing the death march. And he's like, Joao does like our Joao. He starts going, zim, 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 zim. I think that was actually Star Wars I was doing, but either way. He was saying zim.
Oh, Joao. So they have this lemon curry, cardamom curry creme brulee. And they're like, "Wow, it's different." Which, if the captain wasn't there, they would have been like, "Oh my God, Kathy, it tastes like one of your farts."
No, I'll tell you what my farts taste like. You ever hear, it's like Fancy Feast, okay? Not so fancy, not a feast, pure Kathy fart.
So then Jack and Joao are on Wheel Watch together. And Jack's like, "I've been running around, mate, like a blue-assed fly." What?
Sometimes Jack just says things, and I'm just I don't know, British.
I'm always trying to put them together.
So Sandy leaves the women, and she goes downstairs, and she tells Ben, she's like, You know, it's crazy, but the food just keeps getting cold, like, there was like one thing that was warm, but everything's like cold. So Ben's like, "I don't know. Maybe we should just get some domes." And Sandy goes,
"Domes." She goes, "But you know, otherwise, best meal I've had since I've been on the boat. Is Anastasia anywhere around to hear that? Because I would love for that to happen. That late sleeping little beep, beep, beep,
beep." I'd put a dome around her head, that's for sure. And now the moment we've all been waiting for, Colin calling his mom.
Oh my goodness.
So Golly, he calls. I didn't hear. I didn't think you were going to call for a couple of days. I didn't ever remind you that for the day. I just set the lasagna, Callie. I could have missed the whole thing. This is the same time mailman Mr. Jubilee comes. I would say, "Mr. Jubilee, hold on, I got a call." God even knows what I've got in the mail now, Callie.
I love the way she says hi. She goes,
"Hi, Carl. Hi, Carl. I'm glad you called because, as I said, I almost missed you because I'm doing the lasagna. I saw the funniest episode of Big Bang Theory earlier. What's the tall guy? Tall guy, Preston. So he says to Blossom, I like physics. And then I said, I'm messing it up. Dad, how did that joke go again? Now I'm trying to tell Callie.
Shut up. I'm talking to the mailman. He's very upset you didn't meet him at the mailbox.
So Colin's like, well, Mom, I went to the hospital.
Holy cow, no, Colin, what happened? Are you saving someone? Were you bringing someone there? You're such a good boy.
It's inflamed, Ma. It's inflamed. Well, as long as they don't put you on opioids. Oh, jeez.
It's not the opioids. Oh, he's on the opioids. Oh, we got to do an intervention, huh?
I think it's time for you to get a desk job, all right? You're a regular Chicago FD, Quals.
Listen, Aunt Tibby says there's an opening at a real estate firm. You can go in there. They need a nice, handsome gentleman like you to help sell the places, especially because between you and me, they're trying to push Aunt Tibby out, okay? I don't want to say nothing, but apparently she's been skipping work and been going to 7-Eleven a lot, if you know what I mean.
I'm coming, Tibby. Ah, Tibby's stuck in the bathroom. Do not make any Tubby Tibby jokes, Quals. I'm coming, Tibbs.
And then you just hear the dad go, hang in there, buddy.
Okay, that was your father, Quali. We love you.
I love that woman.
Oh my gosh, she's so sweet. And by the way, Colin is so sweet too. He's so lovely. So,
Colin, you're a wuss. What, you sprained something? Get up.
Yeah, be a man.
That's if you called my mom.
So after we leave, like, the highs, the warm highs of Kali's mom, we then go to the Cappy fight. And we just hear, Stephanie, enough already, okay? Enough already, Stephanie, enough, okay? I'm not going to do this again, okay? It's not going to do this again.
Do you even understand what happened out there, Kathy? Shut up. You don't understand what happened out there. You said I interrupted you. You did not let me say what I wanted to say.
You are yelling at me. You're yelling at me.
And the lady goes, you've had too much coffee, Kath.
Too much coffee. No. You know what I've had? I've had chocolate, but I have not had chocolate. That's a difference. There's a difference.
Well, that's just not how I saw it. I don't care how you saw it. It's what happened.
And then the girl's just like, God, drama. You're causing a scene right now. I'm causing a scene. I ain't causing any fucking anything, okay? Here's what I'm causing. Shit in my bowel to come out on this floor right now. Oops, it just did. And that's your fault. That's your fault.
And Kathy loses it. And the lady's like, are you being aggressive with me? She's like, ah, what you're doing is unacceptable. And then she follows her into her room and slams the door behind them. Wow.
I don't even know. I don't care. I did nothing. I did nothing. Just said February, and then I stuttered, and I said February again, and then I said a third time, and I said 15th. Okay? Is that so wrong? Is that wrong?
You made me look like an idiot.
Yeah. And the girl goes, she goes, that's not how I saw it. I don't care how you saw it. Okay? That's how it fucking happened. So if you want to sit there and say that I didn't say that thing, then you've got another fucking thing coming. Meanwhile, Hannah's like, these guests are fighting about Sandy's attention, which is kind of ironic because I've tried to spend the past few years trying to get her attention off of me.
And then Aisha goes, would you not hug me if I was crying? So hug her.
That's her poetic moment.
If you prick me, do I not bleed? Would you not hug me? Would you not stick your finger up me bum?
So then outside, one of the ladies is golfing. And she's saying, ah, yeah, it's what I want, balls. And so Travis is setting up her balls. And she's like, oh, wait, Mr. Big Hands. Hey, what do they say about big hands, Mr. Big Hands?
He's like, big gloves. I always think about back to Camille Grammer. Is it season 2 of Beverly Hills when she goes, big hands, big feet, big letdown? Little Frasier diss.
Oh, yeah. So salads and scrambled eggs.
Hey, speaking of tour salads.
It's like, shut up, Kathy. Just shut up, okay? This is not an opportunity for you to disgust us.
But Kathy is still fighting, by the way, because then we go back and they're fighting behind closed doors. And the girl is like, well, then what do you want to do right now? And she goes, I want to leave the situation. I could just fucking just leave the situation and take care of my hangnail, okay? That's all I got to say.
We're talking about it in the morning. That's it.
And so everyone goes to sleep. And the next morning, dun, 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 really nothing. It's just people doing nothing in the morning.
Colin's cleaning something and Jack is like, Colin, don't be lifting anything with that hand. Honestly, don't. Make Joao do it.
Oh, good. So let's see here. Captain. Goes, so Joao's like,
Captain, I wanted to inform you that Collie Wally is doing really well and I would like to do something to show him how much we love him.
And she's like, hey, you know what? Get up here, Collie. Let's drive the boat.
Yeah. But she doesn't let him do that, actually, because she lets Jack do it. But then Hannah goes to Colin and goes, honey, if you need us to give you a hand with anything, let me know. And she and Colin goes, give me a hand. And she just gives him a face like, honey, it's too early, Colin. I'm telling you I can help you. This is too early, okay?
Yeah, right. Joao wanted to show Jack that since he's working, he'll let him do something. Sorry, I got that messed up. So the captain's like, all right, Jack, you know what makes me a responsible captain? Letting Jack drive the boat, okay, everyone? Don't be worried.
Yeah. You know what we're going to do? We're going to have the laziest person on this crew drive the boat really close to the largest, most expensive yacht in the world right now. That's what we're going to do.
Jack's like, what the fuck are you people doing? He's like, they must be drunk.
Yeah, so they go right up next to this yacht called Sailing Yacht A, which I then looked up, and I think it's truly the largest sailing yacht in the world, and I read all about it and how it was like on all these boating magazines and yachting things, like it was so hyped, it was like they were following the construction of it for like years, and it was designed by Philip Stark, and it's like this huge, huge, crazy looking, kind of ugly yacht that looks sort of like it almost looks like a very modern mouse, like a mouse pad that has stocks in it, you know. So they go right by it and they're talking about how it's owned by a Russian, and a woman goes, they're Russian hookers on there. And Colin goes, Mila.
So then Travis has been flirting with one of the blonde girls on there, but he's like, well, we're not allowed to fraternize with the passengers on the boat, so I'll do it off the boat. So he's written down his number.
Yeah, basically he's like writing a little thing. And then we hear, Drow Sandy. I'm like, still not as good. Not as good.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
So docking drama, docking, backing it in, etc. And now it's time for the big lineup for the women to leave the boat.
Yeah. She's like, thank you so much. You know, I've never had that much cold food taste so good. So here's a little something extra from us.
And let us know how much we owe for Kathy's vomit stains on the couch. Thank you.
And one of the ladies goes, yeah, and you're hot.
All right, we're going to go. Oh. Kathy went off to the Orange Julius stand again. Kathy, no, we got an airplane to catch.
Hey, I got this new drink. It's called Fuck You Bitches.
Kathy, no. Oh no, she jumped off the pier. What? There was a really cool looking rock over there.
So back to work. And then it's tip meeting.
Yeah.
And the captain's so like... Yeah. Well, considering everyone's roles changed, you know, I had to let a member go. Ben came all the way overseas for us. Anastasia overslept. Don't do that again, bitch.
But, you know, you guys all did a great job this charter. You all did, you know, except for when Anastasia overslept. Did I mention that Anastasia overslept? Why are you turning so red? Is thinking about your mother? Think about what your mother would say about you oversleeping on the job on TV in front of a national audience? Is that what it is?
Got this envelope ready to open. Unfortunately, it's oversleeping like Anastasia. So let's just knock on his door a few times, Ted.
I guess we'll just have to wait 2 hours for this tip to wake up so we can see how much it is. Let's see. We'll just wait. You can do
and
that.
And it's around 13,000, which they've all shamed people for on this show. So I'm not sure if that's good or bad, or if this is okay because it was a shorter
time. Yeah, maybe because it was shorter, because they all seemed to be really happy with the tip, but it seemed like the number was low. Mm-hmm. So then it's Hannah to the bridge, Hannah to the bridge. And Sandy's like, listen, Hannah, I just went to the yacht show on the day off, and I just want to show you some tablescape ideas, okay? So I went to SandraLee.com. God, she's so talented. Have you ever had her Kwanzaa cake? Beautiful, beautiful.
Sandra Lee. Sandra Lee's Kwanzaa cake?
That's a real thing, Ronnie.
Oh, my God, this world.
I think we talked about it. We've definitely talked about the Sandra Lee Kwanzaa cake. Because Sandra Lee, probably about 10 years ago, had an episode where she made 3 different cakes for the holidays. One was a Christmas cake, one was a Hanukkah cake, and one was a Kwanzaa cake. And in all 3 cases, she took a store-bought pound cake or angel food cake, and she dressed them differently. And for the Kwanzaa cake, she took pre-made chocolate frosting and mixed it with like cinnamon. Mm-hmm. And then she put it all over the before she used that, she put canned apple pie filling in the middle of the Kwanzaa cake, in the middle of the circle part of the angel food cake. She covered it with this like cinnamon chocolate frosting, and then she like decorated it with corn nuts and put some giant candles in it.
Corn nuts.
It's like it's an iconic Food Network disaster. God. And we've mentioned it for sure. But for those who have not heard it, did not hear us mention it, do yourselves a favor. Look up the episode. You can see it on YouTube. It is shocking and wonderful. And there's even an interview with the woman who came up with the recipe, because Sandra Lee didn't even come up with the recipe. You know, they have like someone making recipes and Sandra Lee just recites it. And the woman was basically said, I have to come up with so many recipes for this shit show. And I just was like, I don't know, fucking angel food cake with filling and frosting, who cares? You know, she just was like, what? And then they actually were like, okay, we're going to make it. I don't think she even expected it to make it onto camera.
Wow, Sandra Lee, thanks for what you do to this world.
But you know what? God, no one loves a tablescape more than Sandra Lee, that's for sure.
Yeah, so she's showing her all these tablescapes that she saw at the boat show, which are just, I mean, they're pretty, kind of, but they're super, they're just over the top, you know? Formal. It's like, good luck. Okay, here's her $10,000 budget for a tablescape.
Yeah, like, good luck making a $10,000 tablescape with a Bravo reality TV crew. You know, like, this is it's a Bravo show. They're not going to give you the money for that. Then we find out that they are going to be going out to a fancy club called The View, which of course made me laugh, because like I think any sort of club called The View, I'm just imagining Joy Behar sitting around a table, you know, arguing with Meghan McCain in the corner.
So what? Who cares? So what? Who cares?
Joy Behar, the female version of Juicy Joe from Real Housewives of New York. So what? Who cares?
Who cares? So what? Shut up.
I'm just imagining Travis getting drunk in his booth and Whoopi Goldberg coming up to him and just like staring at him over her over her glasses, like, huh?
And Travis announces, I'm going out and I'm getting drunk on Red Bull vodka and I'm not apologizing. So we're like, here we go.
Hannah's like, I don't want to babysit Travis tonight. Been there, done that, got the postcard, not interested in another one, unless it's coming from Prague, where I would like a ticket from. Thank you very much.
Unless it's coming from Prague with a ticket and a carton of cigarettes. All right, hold on.
The only postcard I'm interested in is a carton of cigarettes for free. That's what I'm interested in.
So she goes up to Travis and she's like, oh, you going to be a good boy today? Honey eyes, honey eyes, honey eyes. And he's like, no, I decided, fuck it. She's like, please don't ruin my night. Thanks.
And he goes, I don't like being treated that way, but sure. I'm like, you know what, Travis? You don't get to not like being talked to that way after you act like that, you know? Like, that's the thing. You act like a drunken fool and like you're a disaster, and then people have to take care of you, which means that they can't enjoy their night anymore. You slapped someone on the face last time. So then you don't get to that when someone says, can you please not ruin tonight? You don't get to say, I don't like you, the way you talk to me that way. Because guess what?
I don't think that they liked having to take care of you for the past, like, five nights out.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't like that she talks to me like an alcoholic. Like, oh, God. Cue his alcoholism. Like,
I drink heavily. I know that. But Hannah says this shit, like, super condescending. Like, basically saying I'm an alcoholic bullshit. Like, leave me alone while I drink this beer that I said I wasn't going to drink before I get wasted tonight in a way that I said I wasn't going to get wasted.
And Anna reminds us, last time I went out with Ben, he banged my third Steve. So let's just see how this goes tonight.
Yeah. And then it cuts to Ben. He goes, ooh, an anvil. I've been looking for that fucker. Like, picks up something from the floor.
And then Aisha tells Hannah, she goes, you look so fucking sexy, I want to eat your face off. And then it's time to go out. Yeah. Megan McGinn's like, how many people are in your party?
As someone who, like, represents a different group of people than is represented at this table, I just have to say, I find this totally unacceptable. Did you notice, by the way, that one of my favorite supporting characters on this season made another cameo appearance? The dog in the window in Antide.
Oh, I love when they show all the sad little strays.
Yeah, they always show that one dog, a silhouetted dog in the window looking down on the street. Keep showing that footage over and over again.
So let's go out and get crazy. Tyler's basically wasted immediately.
Yeah, Travis.
And me too, apparently. Because maybe Tyler too stupid to learn a fucking name.
Maybe Tyler is his drunken persona. So that way, when you say Tyler, you're still referring to him. So, like, Travis becomes Tyler.
Well, you know what's really stupid? My note says, Travis, are you ready for some OBDs? And Hannah says, I asked him to chill tonight. And then Travis says, no, not at all. I'm of the adverse opinion that I would like to stick my lips on her. Let's have some beers with the boy. So I've written down Travis, and I'm still calling him Tyler. So there you go.
Yeah, and he's, so they're drinking, and Jack's like, oh, I'll have a cheeky beer. And then there's, like, selfies and more drinking, and then Joy Behar fighting with Megan again, and then Travis is like...
Sunny is so complaining that Bethany yelled at her children one time on a beach.
Anna Navarro's cracking jokes, you know. You know what I gotta say? I gotta say, let's get rid of Trump. That's what I gotta say. It's like, okay, Anna, we're, like, trying to party here, okay?
Oh... So Megan McCain's like, okay, hi, I'm your waitress. Okay, this is one time I'm going to allow you to have choice. So what would you like?
Hi, I'm your waitress. So what would you like to order? Like, well, we don't really know what we want yet. Well, that's why I'm paid to ask you that question. So answer it.
Take me seriously. I'm wearing a man bun. Okay.
First of all, I love Lady Gaga. I have never lied about that. I've always said I've loved Lady Gaga. I probably love Lady Gaga more than anyone else here. So let's just, like, get that clear. I'm like, we weren't talking about Lady Gaga. Okay, second of all, your order, and she looks down at her notes. Okay, in 2017, you ordered 75% vodka tonics, but now you're ordering vodka Red Bulls. Do you have an explanation for why you are ordering that many new types of drinks?
Rudy from The Cosby Show is just waiting outside, like, I'm not going to be in this scene. I'm too good for this.
Guys, view humor, am I right? It's like, finally, after so many years, we finally worked in a view vignette onto Watch What Crappens. So they're all sitting there at, like, a teeny tiny table, and Travis is, like, talking about how he's been conflicting with Hannah, and it's gotten old, he's, like, over it, so he's gonna get his shit on, and he's just gonna start drinking.
Right, so she goes out to smoke with him, and she's like, hey, you're really holding a grudge, hey? And he's like, no, it's just old, right? It's old. All the fucking time, right? We only have 10 days left that I have to listen to this shit, all right? And then he goes in and just gets shit-faced.
He starts drinking. Like, he has a straw in the vodka bottle. He's just drinking straight from it. And then there's, like, a part where Colin... Why does Colin say this? He goes, France is awesome! I love France!
Because he's talking to some guy with a sweater around his neck. So I thought he was talking to a local, like, God, France is awesome, ain't it? I finally found someone I can get along with. But I think it was Ben, because later Ben was wearing a sweater around his neck.
Yeah, Ben had him over the shoulders. Yeah. So then it's like more partying. And then guess what? Now we see Travis falling over on the floor. And then when he gets up, he breaks a glass.
Yeah, insta wasted.
Yeah, exactly. And then he's falling over on the table. And then Ben's trying to stop him. Ben's like trying to take care of him, etc. But it's funny because, as you said, he has that sweater around his shoulders. So he looks so preppy. And he's just like trying to deal with this very wasted deckhand.
Yeah. And they leave Ben to do it. Like, we're not dealing with Travis anymore. Have fun, Ben.
Yeah, seriously.
And that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mediterranean.
It is the end. You don't ever want to be the Travis, by the way, everyone. You don't want to be the one that everyone always has to pick up and throw into a car, because then you're just being annoying. So don't be annoying, everyone.
Yeah, guys. Don't be a Tyler.
don't be a Tyler or a Travis.
Everyone, thanks so much for listening. Go get your tickets and your videos and all that good stuff over at watchwhatcrappens.com. We will talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Bye.
Bye.